morning, friend. Time again for Moments of Melody. Someone who is in Vietnam wrote, "All around me, death. Overhead, streaked silver jets diving low to bomb, to fire their rockets, or to strafe the jungles on all sides of us. All around the little villages there in Vietnam, the sounds of gunfire echoed and re-echoed. I heard the heavy thump of a mortar erupting into the jungle from what was left of this village. Frightened refugees were milling around, and some of the villagers were sifting through the ashes which were once their homes. There in the dirt, I saw other dead bodies lying nearby. And then I lifted my eyes toward the sky. I suppose I said it out loud. I really don't know, but at least the cry came from the depths of my heart. Now, Father, why am I here?" The question was not put in defiance or complaint. I meant it. I had come here with a strange sense of compulsion, with the feeling that God Himself had led me to this ravaged village. Then came my answer. Glancing down at the dirt road, I saw something at my feet. A small book. Just a book. And even before I bent down to pick it up, I knew. As long as I live, I shall never forget that emotion-packed moment when I held that Vietnamese New Testament. Its back was covered with mud. The covers had been burned away. The outside pages were charred. But otherwise, it was intact. It was open to Mark, the 16th chapter. The 16th chapter of Mark. The story of the resurrection. Now I had my answer. I still have that little war-scarred gospel, for I could not find the owner. Apparently he is dead. And I treasure it, especially at the Easter season. For it was in that Vietnamese village that I stumbled upon this moving reminder of the real issues of life and death. We're going to read a part of the resurrection story today after these moments of melody. At very early dawn on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices they had prepared, and found the stone already rolled away from the door of the tomb. They went into it and could not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They were still puzzling over this when two men came and stood by them in shining garments. These said to them, as they bowed their faces to the earth in fear, "Why are you seeking one who is alive here among the dead? He is not here. He has risen again. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee? The Son of Man is to be given up into the hands of sinners, and to be crucified, and to rise again the third day." Then they remembered what he had said, and returned from the tomb, bringing news of all this to the 11 apostles and to all the rest. "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.